Good morning, everybody. You are here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Ah, deep breath. It has been a weekend for me, and I would love to hear about your weekends as well. It is now 10.05 a.m. on Monday, December 1st. And as I was just saying to Serena, my fabulous producer, it is my birthday month. Yep, it's that time of year again. I know a lot of people like hate their birthday, don't look forward to getting older, but I'm not sure it's getting older that I look forward to, but I have to say that I like my birthday. I feel like it's a fun time. It makes me feel kind of special, and I don't know, I think you should. It was the day I was born, like, hello, how could I not be happy about that? It's the day that I incarnated into this physical presence in this earth school, which is so crazy to even think about how that comes about, right? Here we are, just minding our own business out in the ethers of spirit world, of the heavens. And all of a sudden, you know, one day we're given the opportunity to come down to earth school and learn a whole bunch of sometimes challenging lessons, and we're like, yeah, I want to do that. So here we are, and we just, you know, pop into this physical world in a physical body, and we forget everything that we knew back in our spirit incarnation, and we have to relearn everything and remember everything. And that's what we're doing here. We're just remembering. We're remembering what we already know. Because we just forgot. And some of us are fortunate enough to remember and to walk a path of really realizing who we are at a soul level. And some of us never quite get there in this life. But as one of my teachers has said, not one soul will be lost. And that is true. If you don't learn your lessons that you came to learn in this lifetime, you will learn it eventually in another lifetime, most likely. Because we keep coming back until we learn everything we need to learn. If we choose to do that, and if we choose to take that path, and I and all of you have obviously chosen that path, whether you know it or not, that's what you did. You said, yeah, that sounds fun and exciting. And you got together with some of your spirit friends when you were still in the ethers and the heavens and, you know, the spirit world. And you said, hey, I want to go to Earth. Will you come with me and will you teach me some things? And your friend's like, yeah, I'll go down there with you. We'll teach each other stuff. And sometimes your friends in the heavens end up being your parents in this life, or your children in this life. And that is why we sometimes, often, have interesting relationships. And I use the word interesting very lightly. But we sometimes have these interesting relationships with the people that we are supposed to be closest to. And sometimes they can be a little too interesting. And we would rather they weren't so interesting. Because sometimes they can be very challenging. Excuse me one sec. But you know, that's why we're here. We are here to learn the things we signed up for. And our greatest teachers can be those who challenge us the most. And this is what is very present for me today. And honestly, I didn't know what I was going to talk about today. And it's still coming forth, obviously, because that is how I work. I allow spirit to pretty much run the show. Not just this show, definitely this show. But when I say run the show, I mean my whole life, really. And especially when I, well, not especially, but also when I come on the air, it's just the easiest way for me to do things. I don't do a whole lot of prep. Life is constantly prepping me. It's always giving me something to talk about. Always. And spirit lets me know what that correct thing to talk about is. And today, this is coming through. And it's a lesson that we sometimes forget, because a lot of us are dealing with relationships that are challenging with people who are supposed to be super close to us and who we thought were always supposed to be loving and kind. And that's not always the case. So it makes the lessons that we learn really profound. So if you are dealing with anyone in your life right now with whom you have a challenging relationship, and I think everyone has someone in their life with whom they have this kind of, you know, the words are escaping me, with whom they have a challenging or difficult relationship, or strained, or just hard in some way. The best thing for you to do is to be so firmly rooted in who you are, in that loving presence that you are at a soul level, and realize that whatever is happening for your highest and greatest good, because it is. You'll just be a lot better off if you realize all of that and realize that one, you can only control yourself. You can't control other people. However, I also do believe that, as Neville Goddard says, I am the operant power in my world, as are all of you. And as such, everyone outside of us is reflecting part of ourselves back to us. So in the challenge, I like to ask myself, what is this trying to teach me? What is this showing me about myself? And as another teacher of mine has said, it's not, why are they doing this to me? But it's, why am I doing this to myself? And that's not to blame. That's not to put the blame on yourself. It's not. It's to just take the responsibility of realizing that everyone is a mirror. And anyone we come into contact with is going to mirror something that we are putting out. And I feel like that gives me a lot more steadfastness, if that's a word, I think it is. Steadfastness. It gives me more control in a lot of ways. Not that I think we are ever in control, because I think spirit is always in control. However, we are God consciousness, and as God consciousness, we have a bit of control in some things, mostly our response. We may not be able to control everything we would like to, but we can control how we respond to things. And that's the important part. Pardon me. That's the most important part. Because whatever life is showing you, it's for your greatest and highest good, first of all. So it's to your benefit to learn the lesson from whatever life is showing you. And forgive my lapses in talking. I'm allowing all of this just to come to me in the moment. So sometimes it takes a minute for my thoughts to gel. I know that this is what I wanted to say this morning, and I didn't even realize it until now. But your response to whatever's happening in your world is the thing that's going to shift the outcome of whatever is happening in your world. And once you realize that, that is power. That is where your power lies. We don't need to control everything as long as we control our response. And if our response is simply to allow what is happening, not judge it, let spirit shift whatever energy needs to be shifted by being in that space of allowing and non-resistance. You will learn so much in the period of time in which things are shifting and changing. You will. You'll learn things that are going to benefit you, even in a situation that seems really challenging. And often, like I was saying, you know, the people we come into this Earth School incarnation with are, we agreed to be challenged. We agreed to learn lessons. We wanted that. So we're here now, and it's what you wanted. So why would you resist it? Why would you say, no, I don't like the way you're doing this. I'm going to push back. Okay. So you don't like it. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to push against it. You could just allow it. You could be like, all right, I don't like this, but this is the way it is right now. And that's what's happening. And okay. I can accept it for the moment, and I can not focus on it, and I can go over here and do my work and do my inner work or my outer work. Do both. Chop wood, carry water. Do your daily things. Live your life. And go inside and realize that whatever is showing up in front of you is showing up for a reason. And it's so you can learn more about you. And so you can raise your consciousness. and so that your vibration can rise. This is all not happening for nothing. And I think that a lot of people forget that. And it's imperative that we remember. Because if we don't, we're not learning the lessons. I had, a long time ago, I had, pardon me, I had something written, I had written it purposely, in my notebook that I used to carry with me every day, daily, for my notes, because I am a Virgo moon and I write everything down. I'm a Capricorn sun, so I write everything down. And I had written in my notebook, which is now in my phone notes, and I write everything in my phone notes. I had written, and I was a child when I did this, you know, probably a young teenager. When I wrote down in my notebook, remember who you are. Remember who you are. Now, how does a child know who they are? How did I know that? And as I reflected on that a little earlier today, because I have all these affirmations written on my bathroom mirror, and that's one of them. I wrote RWYA, remember who you are, just to, as a mental prompt for myself. Pardon me. But I wrote that originally as a very young girl. And there was a reason I wrote that, because there was something inside me that I was learning was very powerful. And it's in all of you too. And that is God consciousness. And I was raised Catholic. I always knew that, you know, I have a soul and I have a spirit. And it's different to know it in your head than it is to really feel it in your body. This was a visceral knowing of mine when I was very young. And this phrase, remember who you are, I don't think I made that up. I'm pretty sure I didn't. I'm actually positive that I did not make that up. That was a message that I got very young to remind myself of exactly the God consciousness that is the larger part of me. And I have never forgotten that, and I have it on my bathroom mirror to this day, because I never ever want to forget, and I always want to remember who I am at a soul level. And that is a powerful being. That is an infinite being who can create whatever I want in my world. And so if I have created a situation in my life that seems less than ideal on the human plane and challenges me, well, by golly, I am going to learn the lesson that I signed up for. And I'm going to learn it as gracefully as possible. Absolutely. I have learned lessons doing a lot of kicking and screaming, but I have also learned, you know, figurative kicking and screaming, and sometimes literal kicking and screaming. But and, you know, crying and gnashing of teeth at times. But honestly, I've just found it easier to allow and to respond instead of react. I've just found it so much easier on me, on the people around me. And I have no need to control anything in my world that much anymore. I mean, yeah, we all do. But I'm perfectly content to allow spirit to lead me. Because when spirit leads me, I can just follow. I can follow along. And it's so much better. So much better than I ever could have imagined. Even when things get hard. It's just... it just is. So your response to anything is what counts. And it's the most important thing. Because if I'm going to respond to something, I'm going to respond to the best of my ability with as much love as I can muster. Because that is who I am. I am the presence of love. And that is all I have to be in any given moment. That is literally all I need to be. I just need to be the presence of love. And if I can be the presence of love, God takes care of the rest. Because I am so aligned with God in that moment that whatever happens is what's supposed to happen for my highest and greatest good. And it's usually a much better outcome than I ever could have imagined. And that doesn't always mean being a doormat. It doesn't ever mean being a doormat. But it does mean being allowing in some instances. And in other instances, it means setting a boundary. Being the most loving presence that you can be often involves setting a boundary so that someone else understands that you are someone who also deserves to be treated with love and care and respect. And this can all be done in a self-respecting way, in a way that respects other people. I want to say, you know, most of the time, I think there are sometimes where, you know, I think there are sometimes when you have to draw swords. I do. But you will know when that time is, if you ever encounter that. And I hope you don't. There's a time to defend and take care of yourself, and that is a self-loving act. And there's also a time to lay down the sword and say, all right, I'm going to let you do your thing over there, because the one you're hurting is you, not me. Even if it does hurt you a little, it's hurting them a lot more, because they wouldn't be treating you the way they are treating you if they were okay within themselves. And to me, that deserves a lot of compassion. I can't not have compassion for someone who is treating me in such a way that they are obviously in pain. And they are obviously striking out because they're so in fear. they're lashing out, you know, if they're lashing out at me, what inner hell must they be going through to be lashing out at someone who isn't doing anything to hurt them, right? Who's just kind of like, you know, if I'm doing my own thing and somebody tries to hurt me, like, that's their deal. That's really their deal. And yes, there's something for me to learn in that. I've obviously encountered them. So it's obviously something that I want to look at. Like, why did I create this in my life? But I'm not going to be responsible for the way they behave. I'm going to be responsible for my response to it. That's the key. You're not responsible for anyone else's actions. You didn't create that. You created the situation so that you could learn the lesson in your response to the situation. And honestly, I feel like saying this out loud has really made it land more for me in this moment as well, because, you know, I come here not just to help you guys, but to help myself too. And I always learn from teaching. I do. There's no doubt about it. That's why I'm here. But that's what I know. I know that, you know, I can be walking along my merry way. Boom, some sort of thing happens in front of me. I'm like, oh, I don't like this thing in front of me, but, you know, it's obviously happening. I created it for a reason so I could learn a lesson. Let me learn the damn lesson. Let me learn this lesson that I signed up for before I came here. And now that it's presenting an opportunity for me to learn, because it is an opportunity, let me learn this lesson by responding appropriately. And that's not always easy, because sometimes you have to do the hard thing and you have to either walk away or you have to have a conversation that might not be fun, but is necessary. Or, you know, maybe you just need to send a text to clarify something that happened. You know, just a loving text, a clear text. So, I mean, you can respond in a number of ways, but it's what feels appropriate, and your response should always come from a place of love, not from fear, not from anger, not from anxiety, not from worry. Any response that you give, if it is rooted in love, will always be the correct response. And like I said, if it's rooted in love, that can also mean love for yourself. Not just love for the other person, although that there's that too. You know, because we should all care about each other, especially since we're all reflections of each other. And you basically created everything in your world, so why would you not care about it? And when I say when you create things in your world, I'm talking about your immediate world. You can see things far away that are not affecting you personally, and that's a little bit different. Yes, I still believe that they are there to teach you, but I also believe that every person's experience is their own. And if something is happening with someone else, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen to you if you're in the same situation. Because we each create our own reality. And that's why some of us feel safer in this world than others, honestly. Some people are kind of born with a sense of safety. I'm thankful that I'm one of those people, and I don't take it lightly. And I'm very humble about it because I know it's a great gift. And I'm so grateful and thankful for it. I've just always had this sense in my body that I was safe. And I know a lot of people have not. And I would say, you know, you can feel safe in different ways in different areas of your life. So it's an interesting thing to ponder. But you know if you feel safe in your body or not. And in different situations, you'll also know whether you feel safe in your body or not. But the overall sense of just being in your body and being safe in your body is something that a lot of people have to learn. Excuse me. One sec. A lot of people have to learn it because often things happen that create a feeling of unsafety, especially if you were raised in an unsafe environment. It's gonna be really hard for you to feel safe in your body unless you use tools and learn how to. And that can take a while. Because I know someone very close to me who has pretty much almost never felt safe in her body. And it's very challenging. She's had a hard time. And I have a lot of compassion for her and for anyone who deals with that, because I can only imagine how challenging it is. But that's why it's so important to do the work, do your inner work. Doing your inner work can shift your belief system and create better feeling thoughts, and also just a secure foundation so that you can ultimately eventually feel safe in your body. And it's part of the work I do too, helping people feel safe in their bodies. It's probably the foundational work that I do when I work with clients one-on-one in person. Because if you don't feel safe in your body, you can't relax. And you're always anxious. And you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And that life gets hard if you're coming at it from that angle. So now that I have talked for 40 minutes or so, let me tell you how to get over to the Facebook chat. But apparently that all needed to be said. So someone needed to hear that. And I definitely needed to say it. Spirit wanted me to, so I did. That's all it really is. All right. Go to your device, computer, whatever, and get on the web and... Oops, hold on one second. I'm trying to... I swear this new update is very screwy. Open up a new tab and go to 12radio.com. Just go there, however you can get there. It doesn't have to be that complicated. Just go to your computer, go to 12radio.com. 12radio.com. And up will pop a page with some options on the left and a black background. And one of the options on the left is chat. So hit chat, and that takes you right over into our Facebook page, the 12radio Facebook page. And if you've never been here before, just join the group. You'll be let in. And then once you're a member of the group, you can scroll down and you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And you will also see Quelly. I'm just going to say hello to everyone. You will see Quelly. You will see Rob. You'll see Renee and Job. Job says, Happy December. And Renee says, Happy December. And Rob says, this past weekend was very nice, but the weekend prior was quite an oh my event for me that I'm still processing. Yeah, there's a lot of that energy going around, Rob. An oh my event. Well, if I can help you process any of it, feel free to ask a question. I would love to. Because I'm already feeling what it is. It feels a little spicy. And who else? Pamela. Hey, Pamela. Aww. I love you too. You are so sweet. Okay. Oh. So it looks like that's everyone for now. So if anybody has a question or comment of any kind, if you want to reflect on anything I've just said or have a question about it, I would. My voice is weird this morning. I danced for like days and days. So my voice is a little wonky. But yeah, I was dancing pretty much for the last 4 days straight. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Which, you know, I sometimes do. I normally take my dance class Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then I do open pole, just pole, on Sunday, which is a little different than the movement class. So it's not unusual for me to be this active. However, I also have my best friend Kat, who is my partner in crime. And whenever I hang out with Kat, she is a manifesting generator and I am a projector. And what that means in human design is her energy just revs me up. It does. And it's a good thing. And I enjoy it. And I have to say that I want to say so many things. I don't know what to say first. But I tend to kind of go hard when I'm hanging out with Kat. I go hard because I get so much of an energetic jolt from her sacral energy. I don't have a defined sacral. I'm very, very undefined and open in my human design chart. So anyone with like amazing sacral energy is going to have an effect on me, and Kat especially, because I love her and she's amazing and she loves me. And so I consider that a gift and a privilege to love and be loved by someone so wonderful. But when I hang out with her, it's like I pretty much get a false sense of how much energy I've actually got. And I act like I have lots of energy because at that moment I do. And I even told her this morning, I woke up feeling shell-shocked. Not because of that, but because of other things that have happened this weekend too. But all in all, like the energy level that I've been holding in my body from, you know, for various reasons this weekend has been, it's been really high. And some of it's been, you know, we in the orgasmic meditation community, which I don't talk about a lot, but in the orgasmic meditation community, we call this energy, this life force, orgasm. We use it differently. It doesn't mean, you know, climax like most people think. The way I use it, it means life force energy. So I am holding a lot of life force energy, a lot of orgasm in my body this morning. And that life force energy can show up as excitement. It can show up as basically any emotion that comes about in our bodies, So for me right now, it's a combination of the energy and joy and excitement of the weekend, as well as a bit of a jarring experience that I had, which produced other emotions in my body. But it's all life force energy. It just, energy never, you know, energy is never gone. Energy never disappears. It just shifts and changes, right? Into different, it changes form. It never goes away. That's why when people die, you know, they don't really die. They're always still here. We just can't see them. But we feel them. And some people can see them, but it's energy. It's all energy. So that the emotions that were, that I rolled through this weekend went from happiness, joy, excitement, bliss, disappointment, sadness, fear, just like all 10 of the major emotions probably went through my body in like a matter of moments, I would say, just because there were some things that happened this weekend that were very joyful. You know, playing with my friend all weekend, and hanging out with her, and then, you know, encountering someone who challenged me a bit in a very personal way that I had to take that energy that felt challenging, and I had to transmute it because I'm not going to let it get stuck in my body and make me ill. Nope. I had to let that energy flow through my body. It's still happening. I'm allowing it to flow through my body. I'm allowing myself to feel what I'm feeling. I feel shell-shocked. I'm feeling better as I talk it through. And I'm sure you can feel, those of you who can feel energy, I'm sure you can feel in my body, there's a lot of transmuting going on right now. And it's good. It's very good. I'm just allowing this to happen because why would I want to resist it, right? Like I said, I don't want it to get stuck in my body. I want to feel all the things that need to be felt. And I want to acknowledge all of the feelings in my body that need to be acknowledged and want to be felt and seen and heard. And so I'm going to take all the emotion that I went through this weekend, which I know I haven't given any details about, but let's just say I had an encounter with someone who I love immensely, like beyond. And they hurt me. not on purpose, I don't think. Let's just say I felt hurt. I felt hurt, but I didn't feel, because of the work I've been doing, inner work I've been doing on myself, I didn't feel that same level of crushing, agonizing hurt as I would have like 3 years ago or even last year, honestly. And that pleases me immensely, to know that the work I'm doing is actually working, and I knew it would. And I can feel that it has, because I'm still standing, and I'm actually literally standing right now in my bathroom with the microphone up to my face. But figuratively speaking, I am still standing from that encounter, which could have really knocked me off balance. And in the moment, I wavered because it wasn't what I would have chosen. But it didn't knock me off my foundation. Not even close. Yes, it required some processing, and I'm still processing. It required some verbal processing with my friend Kat, and she's not the one I'm talking about. She's not the one I had the problem with. And it's really not a problem, actually. It's all working itself out. But all it takes is, you know, doing the inner work, processing properly, feeling the feelings, giving myself the love that I know I deserve. Because I am a child of God. And I am held by Spirit, by God. And everything is always working out for me. And I know that because it always does. And I have so much proof of that. I am as sure of that as I have ever been, even more sure now. Because everything that happens in my life and yours is here to teach us something that we wanted to learn when we came into these bodies, into this earth school. And this is just one more thing that I am learning, and I am learning to not let what someone else is going through shake me or be about me. Because it's not. It's just something I asked to learn about. This is another opportunity I was given, that I asked to be given, and it's a blessing, and I can see it that way. And for me to be able to see it that way is a huge blessing, because my eyes are wide open, and I've done a lot of work to get here. And once you can stand, as Mama Gina says, Regina Tomashower, once you can stand in your sacred, impenetrable spot, and you know and remember exactly who you are, an infinite spirit, a child of God, God consciousness in a physical body, well, who's going to be able to shake you then? Nobody. Nobody. Because you're going to learn from everything. You're not going to, you might get shaken in the moment. That's fine. That's okay. We're human. But nobody's going to be able to take you out of your center for long, for very long. You know, maybe momentarily. That's okay. You can get back there. I know I am. So with that, let me just take a final look at the Facebook page. And I will make way for Serena in just a couple minutes, because she is coming on right after me. But I just want to make sure you're all okay. Okay. Yeah. Rob says, 4 days of dance. I admire your energy level. You know, I'm so happy I still get to do this. Oh, I'm so happy I still get to do this because, you know, I feel like I'm 20 years old, but I, in fact, am not 20 years old anymore. But yeah, I feel very blessed that I have the energy level and the ability to dance the way I do. I'm very blessed. I am so grateful for that all the time. And I love it. And I think it really helps when you're aware of being really good to yourself and taking good care of yourself too, which is, you know, it can take more time. The more time passes, it can take more effort to take care of yourself. But I put in that effort. So I'm thankful that I'm able to do all the dancing to Rob. And Rob also says, am I that transparent? I think you're referring to the comment I made about it being spicy. You're not transparent. I'm just a projector and I can feel you. So to me, everyone is transparent. It's not just you, Rob. But I'm going to go. I don't want to. I wish I could stay here and schmooze with all of you. But I will be back next week, and I hope that you all will be as well, because I love you all. I'm grateful for your presence. I'm so happy that you're all here with me. It gives me endless joy to be able to be here and do this radio show with all of you. And I hope that it has helped you too. So stay tuned for Serena. She's amazing. And you have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody. I love you.